Thank the Lord for the good singing this morning. I mean, glad this morning for the good singing today, say.
Amen.
Amen. Listen, one song. I like those songs. It's got some stories in it, too. One of these days, amen. You know, this is just a little taste of heaven, what we have here. And the glory of God that we enjoy. And we certainly enjoy His glory this morning and the things that He does. And it's good. It's like John and Peter and James and John told the Lord on the Mount of Transfiguration, Lord, it's just good to be here.
Yeah.
Amen. It's good to be in the house of God this morning. And I don't know. I thought about singing something, but I hate putting anything on top of what's been done. I don't think I could top anything this morning that's been done. And it's been good. Someone said, well, it's been sort of quiet, but it's been good.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. God is always in a good, still, small voice. He ain't in everything makes a big loud noise. He ain't in everything that's bright and shiny. He usually ain't. But you can find the Lord, amen, in a still small place.
Mm-hmm.
Amen, speaking. Amen, with a still small voice this morning. If you got your Bible, turn with me to the book of Matthew in the 14th chapter. And this scripture has been on our heart all week. And I've just sort of wondered how the Lord may take me upon it. Amen. And I'm going to attempt to take where God, I think the Lord will be bringing me on it this morning. But I desire your prayer. Very familiar scripture, and I love the stories. I love the stories of the Bible. Amen. There's nothing like, Brother Eric, the stories that's in God's Word. And what a joy, what a help, what a milestones it brings. Amen, in people's lives, even whether they realize it or not. But I love the stories in God's Word and what the Lord does, and amen, and they're everlasting. You know, something that God done. Amen. This is things that the Lord done. This is the workings of the Lord. And when God does something, you know it's God. And He said, my sheep know my voice, and they'll hearken not to the voice of a stranger. I'm glad I know the voice of the Lord, ain't you?
Yeah.
Amen. I'm glad I know His voice. But I desire your prayers. Amen. Amen. God called us to preach, and we can preach this morning, but it always helps when you got folks praying this morning.
Right.
But we trust your prayers this morning. But I want to read in the 14th chapter of the book of Matthew, and I'm going to start the 22nd verse. And I'm going to read right here in very familiar scripture to you. The Bible says that straightway Jesus constrained his disciples to get into a ship and go before him to the other side while he sent the multitude away. And when he had sent the multitude away, he went up into a mountain apart to pray. And when the evening was come, he was there alone. But the ship was now in the midst of the sea, tossed with waves, for the winds was contrary. And in the fourth watch of the night, Jesus went unto them, walking on the sea. And when the disciples saw him walking on the sea, they were troubled, saying, it is a spirit. And they cried out for fear. But straightway Jesus spake unto them, saying, be of good cheer, it is I, be not afraid. And Peter answered him and said, Lord, if it be thou, bid me to come unto thee on the water. And he said, come. And when Peter was down out of the ship, he began to walk on the water to go to Jesus. But when he saw the winds boisterous, he was afraid, and beginning to sink, he cried out, saying, Lord, save me. And immediately Jesus stretched forth his hand and called him and said unto him, O thou of little faith, wherefore didst thou doubt? Now I'm going to stop right there. And we're going to read another place here in just a minute. But I want to preach a very peculiar thought upon this scripture, and before I follow up with it this morning, I want to preach, amen, on the thought and on the verse, I will never leave thee and I will never forsake thee. Amen. I thought coming down here early, I thought, well, I don't know why the Lord, amen, would have this scripture, this thought, amen, upon my mind. But I want to preach on the thought, I will never leave thee nor forsake amen. Thee. Now I want to look there at verse 22 and preach this for a few minutes. Amen, on this thought. But notice verse 22, he said, and straightway Jesus constrained his disciples to get into a ship and to go before him, amen, unto the other side while he sent the multitude away. Amen. The Lord, amen, right here, he constrained the disciples. You know, Brother Don, you can find in God's Word, most of the time his disciples, amen, was with Jesus, or Jesus was with his disciples. But the Lord said right here in his Word, amen, that he straightway constrained them. He wanted them to go, amen, on the ship on the other side this morning. You know what we're on this morning? We're headed to the other side. Somebody say amen. Amen. We're headed to the other side this morning. But he constrained them that they would go, amen, before him unto the other side. Amen. And the Bible says that, amen, while he sent the multitude away. And I begin to think about all this, and amen, how they probably wanted to stay there with the Lord. They wanted to stay where Jesus, amen, was. I mean, they didn't have no troubles where Jesus was at. They knew that the Lord, amen, could take care of everything, amen, as long as he is right there by them. And I'm sure this morning they thought in their mind, well, we'd rather have you on the ship with us, Lord, amen, while we're going to the other side. But the Bible says the Lord constrained them. That leads me to think this morning that, amen, they really didn't want to go, amen, on that ship without the Lord. But the Lord had a job he had to do this morning. The Bible says that, amen, that he may send the multitude, amen, away. He had to see them off, amen, while he put them, amen, on their journey this morning. And, amen, he sent them on the way that they may go to the other side this morning. Boy, and I'll tell you, we're headed to the other side this morning. Amen?
Yeah, amen.
We're headed, amen, for heaven. We're headed to the other side of the waters today. And the Bible says that, amen, while he sent the multitude away, and amen, he said there in the Word that the Lord went apart, amen, to pray. In another place he said, amen, that the Lord went apart, amen, that he may pray unto the Father this morning. And amen, he had to get along with God Almighty. He had to get along with the Father today. But he sent them, amen, to the other side this morning. I want to turn, amen, and just for a minute, I want you to turn with me, amen, to the book of Deuteronomy this morning, amen, and the 31st chapter of the book of Deuteronomy. And I want to slow down, amen, just for a minute right here, but I want you to turn to the book of Deuteronomy chapter 31, and I want to read starting at verse 1, amen, and I want to draw a comparison. God being my helper, just for a few minutes. And the Bible says, in, amen, Deuteronomy 31 and verse 1, talking about Moses. Moses was a type of Christ. Amen. We know that Moses was a type of the Lord. Amen. That was to lead the people out of bondage. Amen. To lead people out from the wilderness. Lead people out from amongst the world. Jesus said, come ye out from amongst the world and be ye separate, saith the Lord, and I will receive you. Amen. But the Bible says that Moses, amen, it said Moses went and spake these words unto all of Israel. And he said unto them, I am 120 years, amen, old this day. He said, I can no more go out and come in. He said, also the Lord has said unto me, thou shalt not go over this Jordan. So Moses is talking to him, about that he was not going to be able to go into the land that God had promised him. He said, and I underlined this, said, but the Lord thy God will be with, the Lord thy God, he will go over before thee. And he will destroy these nations from before thee, and thou shalt possess, and thou shalt possess them, and Joshua he shall go over before thee, and the Lord, as the Lord has said, and the Lord shall do unto them as he did unto Shion and unto Og, the kings of the Amorites, and unto the land of them whom he destroyed. And the Lord shall give them, and the Lord shall give them up before your face, that you may do unto them according unto all the commandments which I have commanded you. And he said in verse 6, and be strong and of good courage. Fear not, nor be afraid of them, for the Lord of thy God, he it is that doth go before thee, he will not fail thee nor forsake thee this morning. Amen. And in Hebrews chapter 13 and verse 5, Paul reminded him, said, the Lord, amen, has said in his word, shall never leave thee nor forsake thee. But, amen, notice right here, he said, be strong, amen, and of good courage. He said, fear not, nor be afraid of them, for the Lord thy God, he it is that doth go before you. Amen. God has made the way. Amen. God is the way. How many knows the Lord is the way this morning?
Amen.
I believe we need to be convinced. Amen. The Lord is still the way today. Amen. He told them in John chapter 14, he said, let not your heart be troubled. Amen. He said, you believe in God, believe also in me. He said, in my Father's house are many mansions. Amen. If he said, if it were not so, I would have told you. He said, I go to prepare a place, amen, for you, that where I am, there you may be also. You know what the Lord, amen, has done. He said, when he sent him there, amen, there on the howl of Mount of Olives, he said, amen, he said he left this morning, but the angel of the Lord said, behold, said, amen, the Lord will come back in like manner this morning. Folks, I'll tell you, the Lord is coming back, amen, in like manner today. Amen. He left out on a cloud, and he will come back, amen, on the clouds of glory this morning. But the Bible says this morning that when, amen, Moses told him here, he said, now, I'm not going to be able to go over, amen, this Jordan with you. I'm not going to be able to cross over old chilly Jordan today. But he said, Joshua will lead you across, amen. But he said this morning, I won't be able to go across. But he said, but it'll be the Lord that will go before you this morning.
Yeah.
I'm glad the Lord has done gone before us this morning. Amen. Thomas said there in John chapter 14, he said, Lord, we don't know where you go, and we don't know the way. He said, Thomas, he said, I am the way,
yeah.
I am the truth, and I am the life. And he still is this morning.
Amen. Amen.
He still is today. He's still the way. Amen. Everybody wanted to follow some new way.
Yeah, that's right.
Amen. They wanted to follow, amen, in the modern way. But I'll tell you, you've got to go the same way. Amen. The way of the cross leads home. Amen. Today, but the Lord, amen, he said, I'll be with you. Amen. And I won't forsake thee this morning. Amen. When they went across, don't worry, I'm going to get back to Peter walking on the water. Amen. I've just not forgot that. Amen. But when I begin to think about this, and amen, and Moses said, now, amen, said, I ain't going to be able to go over. I'm 120 years of age. And God had took care of him. Amen. The Bible says that Moses, amen, even had his natural strength that he once had as a young man at 120 years of age. He was still just as strong as he was when he was a young man. That's how God took care of him this morning. Amen. But he said, I'm not going to be able to go over. Amen. He said, but God, amen. He said, but God, he said, he it is that doth go with thee. Amen. And he will not fail thee nor forsake thee this morning. And Joshua, when they went, amen, to the wall, they went to the city of Jericho, and amen, and they thought, well, how are we going to get around all these walls? Amen. The Lord said, I'll be with you. Amen. But all them walls stood up, and amen, how are we going to defeat this city? Amen. Of Jericho with all the high walls that they had. And amen. But the Lord had told Moses right here. Amen. And Joshua told the children of Israel. Amen. He said, you do what's right. You do the commandments of the Lord and do what's right. And I'll be with you, said the Lord. Amen. I'll be with you. They went, and the Bible says, and amen, they come around the walls. Amen. And some of them doubted that they could take the place. Amen. That they could take the place this morning. Amen. But the Bible says this morning that the Lord told them, said, and told Joshua, said, amen, these walls, said, they'll come down. Said, I want you to march, amen, one time, amen, around the walls. Amen. And the Bible says they marched, amen, the first day around the walls. Amen. And the second day, he said, I want you to march one time, amen, around the walls. Amen. And they marched the second day. Amen. Nothing ever happened. You'd think, Brother Eric, amen, that there was certainly a storm was about to move or something.
Yeah.
Amen. The third day come, and amen, he said, I want you to walk around the wall. Amen. The third day. Amen. And they walked around the wall the third day, the fourth day, and the fifth day, and the sixth day. And amen, there wasn't a stone that moved. Amen. And the Bible said, he said, the seventh day I want you to walk around it seven times. They were fearful for the Lord. See, it wasn't the workings, amen, of what they was necessarily doing. It was that they was a trusting and obeying God's holy word this morning. Amen. How many know it's important to do God's will?
Amen.
I'll tell you this morning, from what walls come down, amen, we'll follow the Lord.
Amen.
We want things to happen. We want things to be done. Amen. We'll follow the Lord. We'll be obedient to the Lord. Amen. The Lord said, I'll be with you today. Amen. He told Moses, said, I'll be with them. Amen. He told them here. He told them there in Hebrews. He said, I'll be with you. The Bible says they marched the seventh time, amen, around the walls. Amen. And he said, now I want you to blow the trumpet. Amen. When you walked the seventh time, and they marched the seventh time, and boy, when they did, they all stopped. And they blew the trumpet. The walls came down. Donald, I don't know if the Lord sent an earthquake or if he sent a cyclone or something like that, but I know one thing. Amen. The Bible says the walls came down.
Yes.
Amen. I believe it was the prayer of God that brought them down. Folks, I'll tell you this morning, there's some things that only the power of God can do, the power of God can take care of, and He's still powerful today. Amen. He's still powerful today. Bible says this morning, though, He said, I'll go before thee, I'll go before you, and I'll be with you. Amen. I won't fail you. The Lord has gone before us. He said, I've gone to prepare a place for you. That where I am, there you may be also. The Lord has gone before us. How many knows the Lord's gone before us?
Amen.
He's gone before us this morning. And he said this morning, he didn't left us behind. A lot of times we feel like, amen, I felt like old Peter a lot of times. Amen, the water get twisted or us and things get pretty bad looking. Amen, we think things are going to overflow us. And we think everything is just going to sink today.
Amen. Amen.
Have you ever been in the sink of the waves? Amen.
Yeah.
I have. Amen. I have. I thought sometimes that, amen, boy, I don't know what I'm going to do. Amen. I don't know what I'm going to do this morning. But he said this morning, I will never leave you. I thought this morning, amen, coming back to Matthew, I thought this morning when the Lord sent them over, amen, the other side, they thought, well, Lord, what are you going to do? How are you going to get to us? Amen. They probably thought, well, he'll probably catch him a boat. Amen. Well, how's he going to find us when he gets to the other side? There's a lot of people over in that city. Amen. He didn't tell us. Amen. He said to go to Bethany. Amen. But he said, amen, no doubt they didn't tell him no destination where he'd meet up with them or anything. He said, I just want you to go this morning. Amen. Mm-hmm. The Lord ever told you anything like that today?
Yeah.
Amen. I just want you to go. Amen. I don't know. Amen. Sometimes God does that. Not all the time. But sometimes God will just say, I want you to go. Amen. I want you to do. Amen. This is where I want you to be. Amen. This morning. I remember when I was over here in high school here at Rickman, the Lord said, said, I want you to go back to auto body down there at Rickman, down there at Livingston, down there. And I thought, well, Lord, I don't want to go down there. I'm just a young man. But he said, well, that's where I want you to be at. But I didn't want to be down there. Amen. I went down there and I figured out real soon why the Lord sent me there. The instructor, amen, had to give his testimony to me. Amen. About how he come to know the Lord. Amen. How God had miraculously changed his life and I got to see it. Amen. I wouldn't take nothing for that. Amen. Yeah. And I wouldn't take nothing for what the Lord, amen, revealed to me that he was able to do. Amen. That man had a temper. He's going to be with the Lord. Amen. I sent him a message. Amen. Earlier this year. Amen. I didn't get to go see him. I told him, I said, tell him Robbie said he prayed for him and he loved him. Amen. But that man had all his temper ever was. Everything, when the day went by, he didn't lose his cool. He didn't lose his temper. Amen. You could tell very obvious it was a problem that he had. Amen. But when the Lord got through with him, amen, he was a changed man. Amen. I never, not once, seen him lose his temper again. And I was with him the whole year. Amen. That's the prayer of God this morning.
Amen.
Amen. That's the prayer of God. But the Lord said, amen, he constrained them to go to the other side. Amen. He constrained them to go. He didn't tell them where he was going to meet them at. Amen. He didn't say how long he'd be. Amen. He said, I just want you to go this morning. Amen. You know what the Lord tells me and you to do? Amen. God wants Robbie to go, Brother Eric.
Yeah.
Amen. God wants Brother Eric to go. He wants us to go in the Lord. He wants you to go.
Amen.
In the Lord. Amen. There might not be a lot of things I know to do, but there's one thing I know to do, and that's the will of God today, as best as I can. Amen. Praise the Lord. Bible says this morning, amen, that he went. Amen. And I'm sure they wondered how he's going to catch up with them. Bible says it's about 25 to 30 furlongs. Amen. I looked that up. That's about one furlong is about nearly 600 feet. Amen. That was that far. Amen. And the waves is getting bad. Things are getting bad. Amen. And when the Bible says the winds will be storious and rough, I mean, they were rough. Ready to capsize the boat. And they was wondering what this is going to do. Amen. And the Bible says Jesus come a walking on the water. Amen. I mean, how many would ever think? I know I wouldn't. I wouldn't think to see the Lord at that time. I wouldn't think to see him walking on the water. Amen. I can imagine the fear they had. Amen. I can imagine what might have went through their mind. They had never been, nobody had walked on the water. But, amen, they was headed to the other side. Amen. I look back, amen, when Joshua led them across Jordan there. Amen. The Bible says that, amen, they put the stones in the water. Amen.
Yeah.
And the river stopped and they walked across by dry land.
Yeah.
Amen. It's by the power of God this morning. The Bible says it's not by power nor by might, but by my spirit, saith the Lord.
Amen.
I'm glad we serve an able God this morning. Amen. We serve an able God this morning. He said this morning, said, I want you to go to the other side. Amen. And I'll catch up with you. He come walking on the water. Amen. They cried out. The Bible says they cried out for fear. Amen. They'd never seen nothing like that. Amen. I've never seen nothing like that. Amen. He said, but straightway, amen, Jesus spake unto them, saying, be of good cheer. It is I. Be not afraid. Amen. Boy, I'll tell you this morning, amen, the Bible says that he called Peter. We know the story of how Peter come out of the boat, and amen, he began. He said, Lord, said, if it be you, amen, bid me to come. Amen. There's nothing wrong with trying the Lord. Amen. Nothing wrong with asking the Lord. And the Peter, the Bible says, got out of the ship, began to walk on the water. Boy, I'll tell you, I'd like to be able to do that. Amen. I'd like to have, there ain't a one of us here that wouldn't like to walk on water. Amen. Yeah. Amen. If you are, I'd like to meet you afterward. I'd love to experience that. But he come walking to him on the water. Amen. He seen the wave before us. Amen. He began to sink. Amen. And I thought, you know, I feel like that a lot of times. Amen. And I'm sure we all do. We see things around us a lot of times and, amen, and began to sink. The Bible says he looked up and said, Lord, save me. Boy, how many of us went to cry, Brother Eric, to the Lord and said, Lord, yeah, amen, it's me again. Lord, I need your help. God, I don't know what I'm going to do. Amen, unless you help me this morning. You know, the Lord loves to hear from us. Amen. He loves to hear from us when we're in trouble, but he loves to hear from us when we're things is going good too. Amen. He loves to hear from us this morning. The Bible says he looked up and he reached down and he said, Lord, save me. And he pulled him up out of the water. Amen. He said, O thou little faith. Amen. Wherefore didst thou doubt this morning? Amen. The Lord said, Peter, amen, I told you, amen, I'd be with you, amen. I told you I'd be right there, amen, alongside of you this morning. No doubt that when they was on there, they thought, well, if amen, the Lord was here, these things wouldn't have happened. You know, the Bible says, talking about Mary and Martha, and it's talking about Lazarus, and amen, they said, Lord, amen, if you'd been here, our brother would not have died. Amen. Our brother, amen, would not have passed away. He said, thy brother shall live again. Amen. They said, Lord, said, we know he'll live in the resurrection. Amen. He said, I am the resurrection this morning. Amen. I'm glad the Lord is away today. Amen. He said, I am the resurrection. And he commanded the stone to be rolled back. And he called out Lazarus' name. Amen. He said, Lazarus, amen, come forth. And the Bible says, amen, he had been dead for 4 days. He said, amen, Lazarus come forth bound head to toe in the grave clothes this morning. Boy, I tell you this morning that, amen, the Lord, amen, if the Lord is not there, if he don't seem to be there, amen, keep on holding on. He is the way this morning, amen.
Amen.
He is the way. Amen. I want to turn just one more time. Amen. The book of Mark. Amen. Mark, give account of this. Amen. And I'm going to read it. Amen. Just one verse down here. In Mark chapter 6. Amen. And I'm going to read verse 52. They had cried out to the Lord. Amen. They had thought. Amen. I began to study about that and I thought, Lord, there's more of a message in this than what I've ever really realized. Amen. They thought, amen, that they was just going to be, amen, all alone. They thought this morning the Lord had left them, amen, behind. Amen, that the Lord just sent them across, amen, to the other side this morning. I want to remind everyone, amen, we're on a journey this morning. Amen.
Amen.
I preached the other day, amen, about being pilgrims, amen, strangers in a strange land. This world is not my home. Amen. It's not your home if you're saved by the grace of God. Amen. We're just passing through. We're headed to the other side this morning. But the Bible says, amen, that, amen, considering all the things, he said, for they considered not, amen, the miracles of the loaves, for their heart was hardened this morning. They had just seen, Amen. They had just come from where the Lord, Brother Donald, had fed the multitude. Amen. He had fed the 5,000. They had seen how that, amen, with 5 loaves and 2 fishes that he had fed the multitude. What a miracle, amen, that was. But the Bible said, amen, there, that they considered not, amen, the miracles. They never really accounted for the other things the Lord has done. Amen. How many here this morning, amen, has God done good things for us? Say amen this morning. Amen. But the Bible said they considered not the things that the Lord had done because their heart's not hard. Well, I pray this morning, amen, we got to look, I got to look, amen, lest my heart gets hard on the Lord this morning. Amen. Praise the Lord. Our hearts get hard. Amen. They begin to back up a little bit. Amen. They begin to back up on the Lord. Amen. I'll tell you, someone said, Robbie, you believe in backsliding? Well, I'm like Brother Alden Eamon said, amen, I believe people do. Amen. But I'll tell you this morning, amen, if I did believe, that's something I'd practice. But, amen, I believe people do backslide. Amen. We've all backed up a little every now and then. Amen. 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 How many's ever backed up just a little bit? Yeah. Amen. You won't have to amen me there, but well, we have. I have. Amen. I know I have. Amen. At times, and brother, I'll tell you, amen, Marcia, I don't want to back up too far. Amen. On the Lord. I don't want to back up too far. Amen. Upon God. I don't want to leave a foot out. Amen. Hanging, dangling around. But I feel like a lot of times, amen, us as God people, that's what we do a lot of times. Yeah. Amen. We sort of hang and dangle around. Amen. And dangle around. And, amen. But the Bible says, amen, they consider not. He said, you've got, amen, a little faith. I sent you across, amen, on a journey. I sent you across the other side. Amen. I told you I would be there with you. Amen. The storm, he didn't say a storm wouldn't come, but he said, I'll be with you in the midst of the storm this morning. Amen. Amen. There's always a storm. There's always a fiery furnace. There's always them mouths of lions. Amen. They just open wide. Yeah. Amen. I've seen them on mouths sometimes. Amen. Trying to just devour this morning. Amen. Before they get off the big. Amen. Remember one thing. Amen. It's like David said. Amen. The Bible. Amen. He said, I've never seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begged in bread. In other words, he's found the Lord to always be, amen, right there this morning. Even when they got sent into bondage. Amen. God said, I'll be there and I'll bring you out this morning. Amen. I was reading right there this morning. Amen. In the minor prophets and where the Bible says that shall a nation, who has ever heard of such a thing, that a nation, amen, should be born in a day. Amen. But the Bible says God would look on Israel's affliction. Amen. And bring these things about. We know that to be, amen, the Holocaust when it happened. We know in 1948, amen, it become a nation. We know that the gather the bones, amen, he's gathering his people back to the homeland. I'll tell you, folks, amen, if folks knew the holy word of the Lord, amen, this word is not outdated. It's on time and it's right and it's right on cue this morning. Amen. God knows everything. Well, I'll tell you, amen, this morning, I don't know about you, amen, but I plan on sticking with the Lord. Somebody say amen. Amen. I plan on sticking with him today. Amen. The Bible says they considered not the things that the Lord had done. Amen. They considered not the miracles. Amen. Feeding the 5,000. Amen. You know, God does some things a lot of times, and I'll come to a close here in just a minute. But the Lord does do things for you. Amen. He loves getting you in a situation where you call on him. Amen. That God will, amen, will answer them prayers and bring you out. Amen. But you can't have a good story, amen, without a conflict. This one, you can't have one. Amen. And every time, amen, they get in trouble, amen, God will come along and deliver. But there's times, amen, in my life, and it'll be yours, amen, and I'm sure they have been. Amen. Many of you here. Amen. You come through a trying thing. It may be a sickness. A lot of times that's what it is. It may be a trial within. Amen. It may be a situation that you got caught up in. Amen. Or anyways, amen, the Lord will put you there, amen, and see you out in a miraculous way. Amen. I know the Lord has done, amen, two or three things for me like that in my life that I sort of look back on. Amen. Has God ever done anything in your life that you can sort of look back on? Amen. I know salvation is the big one. But there's things along the journey, because we're on a journey. We're heading to the other side. Amen.
Yeah.
If you've never been blessed this morning, amen, you need to ask God, amen, to bless you, to see you, amen, to help you, amen, to have things, amen, that anchor your faith down. Amen. There have been things that, and I thought, well, you know what? And it's just like David did with the lion and the bear. Amen. They said, the Lord done this. He said,
yeah.
He said, I know He's going to take care of this Goliath too. Amen. And I look back, there's things the Lord's helped me with, and I knew it was the Lord because I trusted the Lord. I prayed about it. I called the Lord on the Lord about it. Amen. I asked God for His help. Amen. And the Lord would move in a good way. And you knew it was the Lord. Amen. A lot of folks blame it on an earthquake that brought the walls down. When a voice from heaven spoke, they said it just thundered. Amen. It wasn't God, but it was God.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. But when you pray about something and you call on the Lord, amen, and you ask God, amen, for His help this morning, amen, and the Lord moves, then you know it is the Lord this morning. Amen. Folks, I'm going to tell you something. If Jesus prayed, we ought to pray. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
If Jesus prayed, if Jesus went into the mountain, amen, while He sent the disciples on to pray, I thought, Lord, what a good example we've got. Amen. Folks will say, well, it ain't doing no good to pray. Amen. God said pray this morning. Amen. God said to pray. But they considered not the miracles, for their heart was hardened. Amen. We get away from the Lord, our hearts get hard.
Yeah.
We get near the Lord, amen, our hearts get softened up. Amen. Where God can use us this morning. Amen. God can use a hardened heart. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. The Bible says this morning, amen, to harden not our hearts.
Yeah.
We can harden our hearts. You can harden your heart on the Lord. Amen. You can turn, amen, a deaf ear to God's Word. And folks are this day and time, brother. They're turning a deaf ear to God's Word. But we're headed to the other side.
Amen.
Amen. Folks, turn a deaf ear to God's Word. That don't change God's Word. That don't change God in period. Amen. That don't change God at all. Amen. God said, I'm the same yesterday, today, and forever. Amen. And I change not this morning. Amen. But our hearts get hard. Well, the Lord can't use us. Amen. God, amen, wants to use us. He wants to use His children. Amen. I pray. I'd rather be humble. I'd rather be humble than anything I know of. Amen. I'd rather be humble. The Bible says God gives grace to the humble, but He rejects the proud.
Yeah.
Amen. And I don't want to preach proud. Amen.
Amen.
I don't want to preach like I'm something, Brother Eric, and everybody else is sort of down here. I don't want to preach like that. I consider my brother above myself.
Amen.
Amen. I bet you know that, don't you, brother?
Amen.
I do. And but I want to preach humble. Amen. I want to serve the Lord humble. And when you do that, amen, God can use you. God can make you a witness. Amen. For the Lord this morning. Amen. That's what I want to do. That's amen. We know that Brother Donald's been doing a good job teaching in Acts about, amen, the disciples, where they come from when the Lord was with them, and then when the Lord went away, He sent the Holy Spirit. I'm glad the Lord not sent us left us comfortless. He gave us His Holy Spirit, amen, to go by. Amen. And He put it in. Spirit always agrees with the Word.
Yeah.
Amen. But He said they considered not those things because their hearts were hardened. Amen. On the Lord. But God said this morning, said, I won't leave you comfortless. Amen. I'll be with you. Amen. I'll go with you even to the end of the world. Nobody else make a promise like that. There's friends. We've got friends, and I'm sure there's people here that go with me, and amen, and we'd go with one another and go with family as far as we can go. But the Lord go a step further than that. Amen. Nobody go beyond the grave with us. Amen. But Him. Amen. But I'm glad this morning, amen, that we're on a journey. We ain't got there yet. Amen. You ain't got there yet. Amen. But it's a journey on the way. The Lord said, I'll be with you. Amen. But I love to hear the Lord prove Himself to me. Amen. That's the sort of things I just kick back on. The devil will kick you back. Hearts will get hard. Amen. And the devil will kick us back. And I'm glad there's things in my life. Amen. The Lord has put there that scotches me up. Amen. God put things there to scotch you up this morning. Amen. You love the Lord, say amen.
Amen.
Amen. Let's bow our heads. I'm giving you what the Lord has put on my heart this morning. Lord, we thank you this morning for your goodness. And thank you, Lord, that unite all of us, Lord, that call upon you, Lord. And God, you said that whosoever calleth upon the name of the Lord should be saved. Lord, you'd no lies turn them out. But God, you said you was rich, Lord, to them that would come to you, Lord, and those that would humble themselves before you. And Lord, we just thank you that for thy salvation this morning. Lord, we pray, God, on this journey we're on, Lord, headed, God, to make heaven our home. God, that you just comfort our hearts and help us to be aware, Lord, that you're always there with us, God, to lead us and to help us. Father, we thank you this morning, Lord. Help us to be a light amongst those that's lost. In Jesus' name we ask you. Amen. Amen. Let's stand. Amen. Let's stand this morning. Put it down and let it come get the song ready. Amen. If you're here this morning and you need to come to the Lord, may God deal with your heart. No matter how young or how old. Amen. No matter what the cost. Amen. It could be a burden. Maybe you couldn't even know the Lord. Amen. Maybe you've never trusted the Lord. If God speaks to your heart, amen, no matter how young you may be, amen. He said this morning, harden not your heart. The Lord. I'm glad one night I didn't harden my heart. Amen. And I opened the door and I let him come in. He said, I'll come in. I'll be a friend to you. But sit closer to you than any brother. Amen. He can be there when nobody else can. Amen. Long hours of the night. Amen. The Lord said, I can be there with you. I'll comfort you. I'll be your friend. Amen. I'm glad He's a friend this morning. Praise the Lord. While He's saying, to the faith, all is open. Sweet.